Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
Like a lot of small towns, the village of Gresham, Wisconsin has a big and growing problem. An ever-tightening budget and an ever-increasing amount of wastewater. So Gresham, population 600, is trying an experiment for its sewage. A poo glue. That's glue as in igloo and poo as in, well, you know. Art Barr, the administrator of Gresham, says the makers of the poo glue want to see if the igloo-shaped device can handle wastewater during a Wisconsin winter.
Right now, it goes into a lagoon where there's bacteria or bugs, if you want to call them, that eat at the waste, and they take and turn that into oxygen and get rid of all the sludge and heavier materials.
But in the cold, that doesn't work so well.
No, in the cold, the bugs slow down, and they don't like to do their job quite as well.
And that's where these poo glues come in.
Yes, they're poo glues, and actually, they're starting to rename them right now. They're calling them biodomes. So they wanted to go with a little better terminology for them.
Cleaning up their act.
Yes, cleaning up their act in more ways than one.
So how actually does a poo glue work?
If you can picture in your mind what a Russian doll looks like, how you can pull the little parts away and you have another doll inside.
Yeah, the Matryoshka nesting dolls.
Yes, if you just look at that, the top half, there's seven little nests inside of those domes. There's seven more smaller domes within it. And in between each of the domes, there's plastic material that the bacteria live on, and it's a fixed film technology. The bacteria live on it, and what we do is we just supply air to them, and the air circulates the water throughout it so the bacteria can eat away at the solids that are in it.
So since you have this nesting system, basically what you're doing is increasing the area, the surface areas for the bacteria to grow. You got more bacteria.
Yes, that's basically what we're doing. We're creating a really nice home and a larger home for the bacteria to live.
And they work even in the cold?
Yes, yes. They seem to work fantastic in the cold.
And how much do the poo glues cost, these biodomes?
They're about $5,000 a piece.
Ooh, that's pretty stiff.
It's stiff, but they're a long-term item. As long as you treat the bacteria good and give them the environment to live in, they should last for many years.
How many of these glues did you have to buy?
Well, right now what we're doing is we're doing a pilot, so we just have one unit, and everything seems to be working fantastic with this one. Now what'll happen is once we get our data back, it appears that between our two ponds, we'll have to put in 34 of these poo glues. We'll put in 17 in each pond.
So at $5,000 a pop, a poo glue farm of 34, what is that? We're talking about $170,000?
Yes. Now, when you talk about the money of it, we had looked at upgrading our ponds to meet the Wisconsin DNR's statutory requirements for discharge. And if we do it using older technologies, we'd actually have to put a cover over our pond to keep the pond water warmer. And doing that would cost us approximately $325,000.
Ooh, that's a pretty stiff bill.
Yes, for a small utility, we have 275 customers, so we try to do anything economically that we can. We're the first one in the Midwest to do this. And so the DNR is watching us closely. And
the DNR, Department of Natural Resources, there in Wisconsin?
Yes, they're appreciating all the data they're getting. And it's pretty neat that such a small town as ours can be involved in a project that could set a real trend for a lot of Midwestern cold weather lagoon systems.
And it's not every day you get to say poo glue with a straight face.
Yes. And yes, it's quite something. Every time you put it in your computer, it wants to spell check it to G-L-U-E.
But it's spelled G-L-O-O, poo glue, or biodome, as the maker's wastewater compliance systems prefer. You can see photos of the novel device and Art Barr, the administrator of the Village of Gresham, Wisconsin, at our website, loe.org. Just ahead, a novel design to turn a waste incinerator into a tourist hotspot. Stay tuned to Living on Earth.
Support for the Environmental Health Desk at Living on Earth comes from the Cedar Tree Foundation. Support also comes from the Richard and Rhoda Goldman Fund for coverage of population and the environment, and from Gilman Ordway for coverage of conservation and environmental change. This is Living on Earth on PRI, Public Radio International.